Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, welcome to it. The show's over. We're now here. I've had this on my list to talk about for a few days, and I'm not going to get to it, so I might as well bring it up here. The Culvers that Amy and I met in North Austin, there's been talk of them putting a plaque in there.
Yeah, at the booth where we met.
Really?
Because this whole show happened because Amy and I met at a Culver's, which you could, you know, burgers, ice
custard,
cream. Yeah.
Cheese.
Guys, that's special.
If they, I say this, if they put a plaque there, we will go and be there and do it.
They know the booth where we met. You were sitting eating
alone. I know the booth
alone.
Where we
met.
Yeah,
I mean, I can picture it perfectly too. So same Culver's, still there. And they want to put, they want to like.
Who told you this?
Andrea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does
she's
she
my
own it?
She's the only, yeah, her family does. She's the only reason why I was there. Cause like I didn't really, I wasn't north, and Bobby was there because he was getting
his
tires
rotated
mm-hmm. next door. And then I went and met her, and that's when I was like, I think that's Bobby Bones. So I went and said hi. And then she was like, here, take him some ice cream coupons. I said, okay. So that's what
crazy
I did.
Story.
I was eating by myself. And you know what? Here we are. How many years later?
Oh, gosh, that was, now we've, I've been on air with you 13 years, but that was 14 years ago.
And not a thing has changed. Well, what I still go eat by myself.
Yeah, it's true. Well, what was it about Amy that you saw, like, in that in that minute of meeting her?
When she caressed my cheek.
I did. No, I was like, here's some ice cream coupons. I'm sure I was awkward, and I don't know.
Like, when you went up to him, were you trying to date?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I think, I mean, bringing him the ice cream coupons,
yeah,
I feel like that's
it was like that.
That was Andrea's
sure.
idea. No, it was
I
like,
thought that was you
yeah.
asking him out for ice cream,
yeah.
kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, for, it for sure was.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
That's cool. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Anyways.
We were kids, though.
We were very young, and I...
If they put a plaque there, we'll go.
Okay.
And we'll go and do a thing. That'd be fun. We'll invite everybody up. We should do it, because Raging Idiots are playing Austin.
We'll do it around
That'd
that time.
That'd be fun. You can just go back.
Perfect.
During that time.
I'll tell her.
How funny if you sit down at that Culver's, you're like, who the heck are
I know.
That's the funny part of
that's
it.
That's what I said to her when she mentioned it to me. I was like, well, some people are going to be like,
no, most
oh,
people
interesting.
Are be like,
or they might think like, we died there
oh,
or
right,
something.
Right. Like,
this in memory
rest,
of Bobby.
Rest
we're not
in
hungry
peace.
Anymore.
You know
Amy
what's going to happen?
Guy.
It's going to get stolen all the time.
No,
that's okay,
it'll
though,
be like.
Because then it's in the news all the time and it's more press back to the place.
Okay. Oh. I was just going to say that plaque is going to be gone. They're going to have to be printing a bunch of them. Boom, boom, boom.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
The customers at Culver's, they don't steal. Also, it'll probably be bolted to the table or something like that.
True. we just finished the show, finished the week. We have a few days off, which I'm looking forward to just sleeping a bit and not having to take pills and make me go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I don't have to wake up in time. My anxiety doesn't pop in.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do. I like go straight clean for a few days, and then when I change time zones, I have to take like a pill and go to sleep like two nights a week. Not a good place. But I'm going, guys. I'm going clean.
Good,
I'm going
man.
Cold turkey.
We support you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
you. You need anything? Let us know.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
We're here for you.
I did not get to this today, but it's such a fun segment because I'm such a music nerd that I want to do it before we get into today's show. Today's Bob Dylan's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah, and Eddie loves Bob Dylan.
Love Bob Dylan.
I love Bob Dylan's story more than I love Bob Dylan's music.
Which is what?
Just how all I came up, like the Minnesota, because I've just read so many books on Bob Dylan mm-hmm. and how controversial it was when he went from playing acoustic to playing in to playing electric.
They hated him.
Amy, pay attention, please.
I am.
You're on your computer, and I need you
I know,
to pay attention.
Sorry, I just was like making sure I made a note about the plaque. Like, if you really want to go to Austin, I need to make sure like it happens because she suggested it.
I need
I'll
you
forget.
I need you to learn Bob Dylan stuff.
I feel like he said Bob Dylan, and you checked out.
No, I was
no,
like
don't.
Eddie's thing.
Here,
no.
Bob Dylan's birthday. Five fun facts. You make us listen to your freaking fun facts. Listen to these freaking fun facts.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Hit me with a. Fun fact number one.
You're
going
to like it.
You're going to like it.
Can't wait.
Bob Dylan never had a number one song.
Wow.
Believe it.
Oh, what, now you're going to be like that? You're going to be like that.
I mean, that is a wow.
He never
I mean,
had
very
a number
famous.
One song.
That he
been,
wrote.
He's been, what, Eddie, shut up.
So he had a number one that he didn't write?
Bob, other people did.
Oh.
Bob, yeah, like uh-huh. Darius.
Okay.
Like a song that he wrote that other people covered, those were number ones.
Gotcha.
Like Darius.
Okay. Wagon Wheel?
Yes.
Thank you. Bob Dylan never had a number one single, although he reached the number two spot twice in 1965 with Like a Rolling Stone.
How does it feel?
And do you know his other number two
oh,
song?
Oh, yeah.
His other number two song would probably be Mr. Tambourine Man.
Rainy no. Day Woman.
Well, they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good.
I know this song.
They covered a lot.
Is that why I know it?
Probably.
And do you guys know, like, this, that was recorded right down the street? Like, how cool is that?
Dude, it's like a block.
Like, literally one block away.
Ooh, I'm gonna go drive by.
No, you're not.
Is he the one that did Fire and Rain?
That's James Taylor. Okay. All right. He got a record deal, even though the record label thought his voice was horrible. He was 20 when he signed to Columbia Records, and they were like, dude, you can't sing. You're horrible. And said, the guy said, you're the most horrible singer we've ever heard in our life.
Well, then why'd they sign him?
He wrote good songs.
Oh. His songs are amazing.
Fun fact three, he bombed his first time on TV. He appeared on the Steve Allen Show in 1962 when he declared he was going to perform Hattie Carroll, and only one audience member knew what it was and clapped.
Wow.
So they're like, I'm going to now do the
that's
song.
Rough.
I'm going to do Hattie Carroll.
Yes, my favorite one.
Wow, that's awkward.
He got a lot of hate when he first started playing electric. By the way, you know his real name?
Yes, Robert Zimmerman.
Yeah, look at you. Huh. Robert Allen Zimmerman graduated from Minnesota's Hibbing High School in 1959. Under his yearbook picture, his life goal was to join Little Richard. When he first started playing electric in 1965, everybody got pissed. Everybody.
Why?
Because he was
folk.
A folk singer.
He was the
He was
base
the guy
folk.
Who created folk music to much of America.
And he was a traitor in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, you'd be a rock and roll guy now?
Controversial.
Isn't how many times you know can a man turn his head?
Johnny Cash convinced his label not to drop him.
He just doesn't see.
They were like, hey, we're going to drop you. And Johnny Cash was like, no, don't do that. Let him record one more record.
He did.
Love that. Oh, that's neat.
And finally, finally, Amy, because we can end the worst segment to you in your history.
It's fine.
He was once arrested for being homeless. And he really wasn't.
What?
He just looked homeless.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
In 2012, Bob Dylan was detained by New Jersey police after he was spotted wandering around a residential block during a rainstorm.
That's like recent.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Is he still alive? Rest in peace. I remember when he died. Just kidding.
You do?
I do now.
When do you remember,
sad, right?
When do you remember when he died?
We were here, right?
Yeah.
We were here.
We stopped the show and did a whole tribute.
Oh my gosh, how sad
was
that day?
It was a really terrible day, yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he's still alive, Amy.
Who is that guy that
How?
Died?
It's his
birthday. Disrespectful.
We just said he turned 78 today.
He's alive and well.
Well, yeah, but we do birthdays that some people are dead.
No, but this
like
was
Elvis.
Not.
Amy's like, it was sad.
I remember. She said, I remember.
This is, huh? It was bad, huh?
Sorry, y'all. Stashira is calling me. Y'all want to see how my phone calls go with
just
her?
Just answer on speaker.
Okay.
Here's Amy's daughter.
Hey.
Mom?
Yes?
Is that you?
Yeah, yes, it's me. What's up? Hello. Hey, babe, you called me.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, that's her watch.
What's
her,
up?
Her watch phone.
Okay, I'm at work, so I need you to tell me.
She asked you when you're going to be home.
Oh, that was Stevenson. Stashira.
Can I have some more ice cream?
Stashira, what do you need, babe?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing. Okay. That's what
I
figured.
It's
so cute. It's so cute. I love when you call me for nothing. Okay.
She slams the phone off.
Hey, but babe, we're recording right now. Do you want to say anything to Bobby or Eddie or Lunchbox? Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Like, she doesn't really... like.
That's her phone?
That's her watch phone. It normally sounds better than that. She must, like, have it off and, like, they're probably...
You really got her a good one, it sounds like.
It is good. I promise you. Yeah.
Would you tape
not...
a walkie-talkie to her wrist? All right, honey. This is your phone.
It's just so cute because she likes
like
to call
battery.
Me, but she really has, like, nothing to say unless it's, like, about food that normally she can't have, and she's asking if she can have it. She gets excited about that. That's when she's really loud. Can I have ice cream?
That's why I started yelling ice cream in the back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are going to go. Thank you all. I hope you have a wonderful... we're going to listen to the show. Hope you have a good weekend. There's a Bobbycast with Abby Anderson. I hope you check out. Dustin Lynch is set to come by soon, and Morgan Evans. They're both going to do Bobbycast coming up soon. Amy's got four things with Amy Brown. The guys have the
sore losers.
Sore losers. Thank you.
Yep.
And we shall now get going with today's show. Enjoy. Bye, everybody.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on.
Hey, welcome to Friday Show. Morning Studio.
Morning.
I have... Let's go over to Melissa in Louisiana. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good. What can I do for you?
I just calling to say I love y'all show. All of y'all are characters. Y'all complete my day. And I have a sign on my radio in the vehicle. If you even think about changing my station, you are walking.
Oh, wow. You put that in your car. Like, there's an actual written sign that says, don't change it.
I handwritten a sign, and I taped it to the top of my dashboard where my radio is.
Come on, look at this.
I love it.
Hey, well, then, can I ask you a couple, like, good feedback questions, like, to help me do the show better?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what segment do you like? Like, what's the one where, when it comes on, you're like, oh, I like this. This is about to come on.
The morning show. Early morning.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
About the whole thing, everything.
But is there one like specific segment where you're like
I like Amy's corny joke.
Yeah, that's
the
a good one.
Corny.
I'm gonna tell you, I sat a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, I sat in an office and I said, guys, does Amy morning corny? I know it takes 11 seconds, but it's gonna be so beloved. And they were like, this is a dumb bit. And I said, it's so cheesy that we're kind of making fun of ourselves. It's Amy going, I like really corny jokes. Let's do it. And they're like, this isn't going to do well. And they did research on this segment, which, okay, research. And you know what? It didn't do that well the first time. They came back and they were like, we told you. People think the morning corny is dumb. And I said, trust me. There are two things people love, Amy and Amy. And they said, okay. And so they researched it again a year later. And it came back. And it's one of our favorite segments. And so I'm so proud of it. And I know there's nothing to it. She doesn't even write the joke. There's nothing to it except for we just think that people, it puts a smile on people's faces. And I'm happy. That's in my career, I think it might be my greatest achievement.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Y'all all great achievements to me. Aww. Y'all complete my day. What? I can wake up in the morning in a bad mood because of my grandchildren and my kids. But the minute I turn on my radio in the house or in the vehicle, my day is complete.
Well, thank you.
I don't even need coffee or energy drinks or anything to complete my day until I listen to y'all.
Come on.
I'm not
okay,
joking.
Let me ask you
I'm
this
serious.
Then. What segment do you hear and you're like, I don't really like that segment that much?
Neither one of them. Nothing. Nothing of it.
Not one segment. Not one.
Hmm. Huh.
Okay, well, let me try a couple out that maybe you're not going to like. We'll do this out. I'm going to do some really bad ones. Let me know.
Good luck.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling, Melissa. It's really kind of you to wake up and call us and to have a sign on your car. That's awesome.
I do. It's, you know. Okay.
Well, you have a good morning.
Y'all too. Have a good day. God bless.
Yeah, did you say hi to Chokebox?
What?
You said hi to Chokebox over there? Did you hear him choking the game or no?
No, but hello.
Hello.
No, it's not. That's not funny. It's not funny.
All right.
That's not funny. We're moving on from that. That's in the past.
All right, Melissa, thank you. Have a wonderful day. There she is. That's a good call to start the show, huh?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Tell me what you think happened, okay?
Okay.
So this guy comes home from work last week, and he could tell that someone had been in his house. Because you just look around and your stuff's a little off. He's like, huh. He lives in a single family home, typical street. He said it's possible he forgot to lock his back door, but whoever entered his house didn't break anything to gain entry. So you're talking about he just went into this, whomever went into the house easily. Now the strange part is the burglars who went into the home did not take anything. They cleaned the house so thoroughly from top to bottom. Like, went through even the cracks and crevices of places. Like, scrubbed it. They even crafted little origami roses on toilet paper and put them in the bathroom.
Huh.
He thought the whole thing was weird and creepy.
Oh, wow.
And then he reported the incident to police. Amy, what do you think happened?
I think that somebody was hired to clean a house, and they cleaned the wrong one.
That's what I thought, too.
And they did a good job.
And they just crushed it.
And they did the wrong address. But, I mean, they had to get in somehow. Or did it say how they got in?
The guy said he may have forgot to unlock the back door.
Oh, he may have forgot, yeah. And so they just were like, oh, they left the door open for us.
Like, you go home and everything is so clean. So I think about, that's what I thought too, and I laughed out loud. I thought.
So that's that not it?
I don't know. They don't know.
Because also, another thing that came to my head is that somebody gifted that to him. Like, if I were to come home and I don't know, Bobby for my birthday had hired some...
Why are you yelling at me right now? Oh. I get you good gifts. There's no need for you to yell at me right now.
I was just, hypothetical. Okay. Hypothetically speaking. Yeah, you give great gifts. But yeah, if I were to walk in and my whole house was totally professionally cleaned with, you know, touches like that, like a rose petals on the toilet paper, I would be like, wow, this is the best gift ever.
Any other theories in the room? Lunchbox, you have a theory on this?
Man, I thought that his wife maybe hired someone and didn't tell him because she was tired of cleaning the house, and so she was spending a little side money on a cleaner and getting credit for herself.
Wouldn't this be
like she was taking all the credit?
Yeah.
Is he married? Mike D, because I don't see anything about a wife.
It said single family home, so I think he was just, that's a way of saying like it's probably a home with a few bedrooms, few baths.
Right, that's why I just took it as a married.
I would think that's a hilarious practical joke.
Oh, if that's a practical joke, play one on me.
But I'm talking about you going and it's so over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Oregon. And you're just like, wait, what just happened? Like, that's a pretty funny practical joke, right?
And nothing was missing.
Nothing was missing.
No, because it was clean. So what did the police say? Like, well,
what
sir?
Do they say?
Yeah, they're like, huh.
He said he still doesn't know who did it. The best theory is that it was an accident. Now, let's imagine, if you will. You're the house that did. You came home and your clothes are still
right.
on the floor.
Fire the company.
And your toilet paper is just sitting there normal.
And you're no origami.
Yeah. Mm. You were promised origami on your toilet paper.
Honey, where's our origami bro?
It said on the brochure.
We paid extra for that.
So I thought that story was super funny.
Mm-hmm.
I told you once a month. I had my dog for a year. He shed so much that I'd had somebody come and clean my house because just hair everywhere. And I just couldn't, even though, I mean, I can still use it and it's fine, but I couldn't say, I can't use your service anymore. She's a single mom who cleans my house. But now I'm about to get another dog and just going to roll right into it.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when she takes that toothpaste and pushes it up to very. Is that too much, though, you think?
Well, she's obviously doing it. She's not doing it because you said,
but once
hey,
a month.
Can you take my toothpaste?
No, but it's great, though. She squeezes it all the way to the top. And then when I open it, it's like, poof, the toothpaste just comes right out.
That's perfect.
I love it. It's my favorite thing. Remember Ray's idea, his business?
Yeah.
Turn down for what?
When Raymundo, what was your idea? You were going to do what?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We go into pieces of people's houses and we clean it up and make it real tidy right before they go to bed.
Right before they turn down.
And then you actually tuck them in if they want, right?
Right. The dogs would be taken out, dishes done, and then as they're ready to go to bed, turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
Didn't you have another business idea that you pitched to me that I didn't go on the air with? Hold on. Can I get the Shark Tank theme? Because what I remember is Raymundo, he's like, he'll sometimes pitch me bits. 99% of the time. He's like, I got a secret. It's about a country artist. And it's some real salacious thing that I would never talk about. And he's like, I saw so-and-so with so-and-so, and they're out. But he pitched a bit. Okay, let's go over to the Shark Tank. Raymundo, here he is, our audio producer. This may be a bomb, because I don't remember what it was. Raymundo, what is your next idea on the Shark Tank?
Yeah, so hey, Sharks, thanks for having me.
No problem.
I came up with this idea at lunchtime. It was right after work, and I was exhausted, and I didn't have a place to take a nap. My house was too far, and I thought, maybe a lot of other people that live in suburbia suffer from this issue. They don't have a place to take a nap, so I would have a business where people would come to take naps. We have blankets, we have pillows, and you can just come into your bunk bed and take a nap for 30 minutes, and then you're out. You go back to work, and people just don't have a place to lay their head during the middle of the day. They do at night. They go to their house, but why make that commute when you can come to my business called Nooner?
Nooner.
You're gonna tell your friends about
can't
it.
Call it that.
Hey.
Wait, why? What's wrong with that?
Nooner is a bad. Like,
it is.
Yes, at noon.
I don't know what that means.
Don't worry about it. Then, okay. You know, it's a place you can get a nap in.
Also, is this like a mobile bus with bunks?
Yeah, that's also a possible idea. I was thinking more of a storefront,
brick and mortar.
Oh, I'm thinking you
drive over,
drive
to
around,
them.
And then you're in an afternoon business meeting. People say, "Hey, why is he so upbeat and well rested? He had a nooner."
You can't.
I mean,
you can't.
I think that I would invest, guys. Are y'all in?
Wow, Jimmy, you're so refreshed today. What'd you do?
Well, I went by this business downtown, had a nooner.
You're so dumb.
Is it like a little nap pod?
Yeah, they actually had a version of this in my college, and people would just, you'd share blankets, share pillows, they'd clean them every night.
But no, after every person you clean it.
Every night.
You have to put a fresh one out after every nooner.
And then I also thought, there's a possibility to branch off and to maybe partner with another company, Match.com, and then people start meeting people at the nooner location.
Oh, so now you're doing the hotel by the hour.
No!
Yeah.
You can't. No.
Now that's a nooner.
Okay.
That's a nooner.
No.
Any sharks? I'm going to tell you, with Ray's ideas, it's always like a morsel of a great idea.
Yes.
Like with Turn Down for What and Nooner. Listen, I'm not putting my money in there. But there's something to these portable drive-around sleep pods. There is. There's something there. Raymond, I'm not going to invest now, but I do admire that you don't stop thinking.
Thank you, sharks.
We'll see you next time, then.
All right, thank you, guys.
Turn down for what?
You got $2 million businesses right there. All right.
Turn down for what?
What's it called, the business again?
Nooner.
What's your slogan?
I had a nooner.
All right.
Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
In Jeopardy news, James Holsauer won again. 26 games in a row now. In the central U.S., 8 people have died from the tornadoes that have broke out this week. Officials are urging people always pay attention to the tornado warning sirens. In Hawaii, on the island of Maui, a second person has gone missing as the search for the female yoga teacher continues. A 35-year-old guy is missing in a different part of the dense forest. The cases aren't thought to be linked.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Got Danielle on the phone. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Pretty good. What's happening?
Not much. Driving to work this morning, listening to the show.
I appreciate it.
Much
that.
Like every morning.
Well, thank you very much. Well, what can I do for you?
So I have a semicolon tattoo on my wrist already, and after I read Fight, Grind, Repeat, I just decided that I really want to add, like, FGR to that tattoo already. Wow. And so I was hoping to get that in your handwriting.
Interesting. Okay, so let me explain to our listeners what's happening here. My second book, is called Fail Until You Don't, Fight, Grind, Repeat. And what that fight, grind, repeat means is that every day you have to wake up and decide what your fight is. It's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, what is your goal? And the grind is when you really have to put in the work and the hard work, even when nobody's watching. And then when it doesn't work, or even if it does, you have to repeat that. And that was kind of the mantra that I wrote about and that I live by, called fight, grind, repeat. It's also on my chair. And now Danielle wants me to write FGR on what part of your body?
My wrist.
On your wrist. Now, how would I do that exactly?
So I think you can just write it on a piece of paper, and then I can take it to the tattoo artist, and they will just copy it.
Mm-hmm. I feel uncomfortable, because what if I commit a crime in 7 years?
I'll keep it safe.
How serious is the crime?
No, who knows what kind of mood I'm in?
Oh, wow.
I would be honored, but I feel like it's almost too much of an honor to put a tattoo on someone's body of my... You don't?
No, I think you should do it. I don't see you committing a crime. And if you do, she'll have a cool story of, like, back in the day, this guy, Bobby, when he was... Before he was a criminal, I got his...
I'm sure people do that with OJ.
It's fine.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
He wrote... See, this is the juice. This is before the Bronco chase.
Yeah, way before.
Yeah, good.
Daniel, I am very honored. My handwriting isn't even that good either, is the thing.
That's the best part. It's unique.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll do it. I'll put you on hold, and I will write it on a piece of paper. We'll mail it to you.
What does she want? FGR?
I'm going to write FGL, a Fuller George line.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Daniel, I'll be happy to write it for you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you and Eddie in St. Louis.
Okay. If you're coming to our show, why don't I just do it there?
Well, you can do that, too.
I'll just draw it on you.
You need to put it on a piece of paper.
I do?
For the tattoo artist, yeah. If you draw it on her, they're not going to tattoo over a Sharpie into the skin.
Oh.
You must not know the right tattoo artist.
Oh, sorry. I just feel like that would be not good. I mean, maybe they do.
I was also hoping that you would be able to see it at the show, so I was going to get it before the show.
Okay, let's
but
do this.
Either way, it's fine.
I'll write it. I'll put you on hold. There's a part of me that just feels like I don't deserve to be riding on people's body. That being said, there's another dude who's got a full tattoo of my whole face on his arm.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
It's an arm and or a calf?
An arm. And it's a, no, another girl has on her shoulder, but it's crazy. He has a full, like, maybe forearm? Forearm?
Some, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. The art, how detailed it is, that picked of me. It's better than, like, some of my pictures. I don't put that in my profile picture, that tattoo. Anyway, hey, thank you for that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I want to see John Wick 3.
Yeah.
Love 1, Love 2. It's a real shoot-em-up movie with Keanu Reeves. By the way, America's favorite actor.
According to you.
My favorite actor. Would that be a weird movie to take someone on a first date on? Hey, would you have to go on a date to see John Wick 3?
I guess if she's seen 1 and 2.
No, she hasn't. Is that totally selfish?
I mean, I guess you could take her to dinner before and give her a recap.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be cute.
Write up some notes ahead of time.
Yeah.
All right. So a lot of shooting. There's a puppy.
Like, he barely talks. Yeah, Kiana.
But he acts with his body.
Right. So you could tell her to tell
I may
her
have
that.
To go by myself to see that one. So we're going to play a game, Amy. We're going to see how you do. Keanu Reeves or a famous philosopher who said it?
Wow.
Because I know you're kind of a hater toward Keanu, who I think is America's favorite actor, but that's okay. So I'll give you a statement. You tell me who said it. Keanu or a famous philosopher?
Okay.
Statement one. If you can make a woman laugh, you're seeing the most beautiful thing on God's earth. Who said it? Keanu or a philosopher?
A philosopher.
I'm sorry.
Cool. Did he
Keanu
say that?
Keanu said that?
Are these things he said in a movie or he just says in life?
In life.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Mike D made the game.
I don't know that I have any Keanu quotes in me, but okay.
You're not supposed to know the quotes. You're just supposed to find. You're the one that goes, Keanu has no depth, and you just missed it. You just thought.
I know. I thought he was a philosopher. Yeah. I know.
Okay.
Wow.
Number two. Mm-hmm. The unexamined life is not worth living. Who said it? Keanu or a philosopher?
A philosopher.
That's correct. Actually, Socrates said that, or from Keanu's movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure,
Socrates. You ever saw that movie, Amy?
Oh, it's a real. It's my favorite movie for most of my life. Yeah. Anna taught history.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't have to check it out.
Yeah, your kids may like that. All right. Falling in love and having a relationship are two different things. Who said that? Keanu or a philosopher?
Keanu.
Falling in love and having a relationship are two different things. We got a point, too. Mm-hmm. Right? So I've heard. Yeah.
From friends.
And you say it's Keanu?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Correct.
Woo!
Keanu or a philosopher? Art is about trying to find the good in people and making the world a more compassionate place. Art is about trying to find the good in people and making the world a more compassionate place.
Philosopher.
Do you know which one?
No.
If you would have said philosopher Keanu, you'd be right, because that's Keanu Reeves.
Oh! He's not that shallow, Amy.
Wow. I never called him shallow, y'all.
Sha-la-la-la.
No, I didn't.
Sha-la-la-lo. Keanu-na-na. Keanu-na-no. One more, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
He who thinks great thoughts often makes great errors.
A philosopher.
You think?
Bobby Bones.
Ooh.
It's in fail until you don't.
He who thinks great thoughts often makes great errors is a philosopher, Martin Heidegger. Interesting. But you admit Keanu is a little deeper than you thought.
He is.
Who said, the only thing I know is I know nothing.
Philosopher.
Yeah. Socrates.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Beethoven. Yeah.
Beethoven. Socrates. That's Beethoven. That's what Bill and Ted.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to watch it.
Oh, yeah, you should.
I mean, I don't know if it holds up, but I was one of my friends tweeted the other day. They said, hey, if you had to recommend a movie from the 90s to somebody who's in their early 20s, like what 90s movie would you recommend to them?
Did you say Office Space?
No, I'd just go Forrest Gump.
Oh, solid.
Or
Shawshank.
I don't know that I would make, if I had to give one, I love that movie, but I don't know how I'm giving that one. Like, I loved Office Space. Or maybe you go with really one of that first set of movies and that the whole old school vibe.
Yeah.
A lot of that happened. Or like, When did 40-year-old Virgin
come
out?
That's 2000.
2000? Oh, 2000. Yeah. What 90s movie would you recommend?
Pretty Woman.
80s, I bet.
Is it 89
Ooh.
Or 90?
Oh, but it was right there.
90.
It was?
Boom.
What 90s movie, Lunchbox, would you recommend?
Braveheart.
Yeah?
It's amazing, so good, so awesome, just whoo!
Yeah, Pretty Woman, 1990, Amy. Right on the cusp there. Eddie?
Shawshank Redemption.
You would, huh?
Absolutely.
You know, I'd probably throw Bill and Ted or Wayne's World in there.
That's a good one.
That's a big one.
Kind of have to do that, yeah.
And selfishly, probably The Truman Show, because that's one of my favorite movies. Because that's basically us now. It was just looking, it was so far ahead of its time. Any one record from the 90s you'd push along?
Ooh, I like that.
I mean, you'd probably go with the Garth record, huh?
I was going to go Pearl Jam 10.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to go Biggins. Aerosmith.
Biggins.
That was the first CD I was ever given for Christmas, so I wasn't even an Aerosmith fan, but my
mom
gave
it to
me.
The nipples on it?
No, it was like blue.
Get a grip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amy?
I don't know. I'm in between George Strait and Tupac.
Yeah, and I was almost going to go August and Everything After from Counting Crows.
You have to.
I know, but I probably...
Bones, that's your life.
I know. It's regardless. Or maybe this. We give him Chase Rice, Eyes on You.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Pass this one.
Take that one with you.
What was Alanis's Jagged Little Pill?
Yeah. Yes.
Great. So good.
It's a great record.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Thomas Rhett's new album is out next Friday, and ahead of that, he dropped his song with Kelsey Ballerini. It's called Center Point Road.
Okay, here's a clip of Center Point Road. He'll be in next week. I think Amy's going to New York to do an album release too, huh?
I am, and I'm so excited.
Look at you. You're kind of big time now. You're going to host album release parties on national...
There was like probably several people busy before.
No. I promise you there wasn't. This is the absolute truth.
Well, like you were busy.
Oh, yeah, of course I was busy.
Yeah.
But you're second. I was second on everything for years. Like, the key to being first is to be fourth, and then third, and then second. I know we're playing this because you're going to go do this album release party, but that's a big deal. They trust you to go host a national. It's live, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What yeah. Year?
This live. Is out now. Everybody listening, know that the key to being first is to be in second for a while and third for a while. But that's you. You're special. Don't forget that. All right, what else?
Billy Ray Cyrus's new album is out today, and it's called The Snake Doctor Circus.
The what?
The Snake Doctor Circus.
But why?
I don't know.
But
I don't
why,
even have
Billy
a clip
Ray?
From it, but I do have...
Yeah,
that works. Is this on it? Did you see Wranglers? And the Wranglers collaboration with Lil Nas X is getting boycotted by country fans?
Yeah, but that's so silly.
It's great for Wrangler, because nobody's not going to buy Wrangler.
Right.
It's just people being idiots. I got the horses in the bag. I'll play this song again.
I just bought a Wrangler jumpsuit, and it makes me want to wear it.
Well, wear it.
Because...
Go put it on right now.
Not like right now, but I'm like, I was thinking about it when people were boycotting. I was like, y'all are missing out on this super cute jumpsuit that I just got.
What else, Morgan, number two?
And then we've got movies out this weekend. Booksmart with 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No idea what that is.
It's like two teens and they're living their best life at the end of high school, basically.
Right up our alley.
And then Disney's Aladdin with 61% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh, it's out now.
Wait, why does it only have 61%? I'm so shocked. I thought it'd be higher.
Well, go look. Can you look this weekend? Can you go watch it?
No, I'm not with the kids. It's me and my husband are going by ourselves. His parents are watching the kids.
Mm. Well, there you have it. Only 61%. Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A Chick-fil-A employee changes a customer's flat tire at the drive-thru. And would we expect anything less?
No. Sounds very Chick-fil-A-ish.
A customer in Chattanooga suffered a flat tire while using the restaurant's drive-thru. When employees at the restaurant noticed, they jumped into action. Brian Hall from Houston posted a Facebook photo of the employees working on his tire. He wrote, "Bunch of saints over the Chick-fil-A in East Ridge. My tire somehow went flat in the drive-thru, so they rushed out to replace it for me with their hydraulic jack."
Amazing.
They also made sure that he left with his food hot and fresh, despite having to deal with car trouble.
Gee, that's so cool.
They probably changed the flat, and then they're like, my pleasure.
According to him, they brought my food out to me, then after it was done, replaced my food with new fresh food so it wouldn't be so cold, and then put two cookies in there for free.
Oh, wow.
My gosh.
That's just good. That's all. It's just good. I like it. That's telling me something good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Kashmir, Washington. 27-year-old Cameron had a rough, rough day. He's walking around the apartment with a gun in his waistband, and he bends over to pick something up and shoots himself in the region.
Oh, the region.
Oh,
I have one of those.
Mm-hmm, I did too.
Yeah.
And he drives himself to the hospital, and during surgery, something falls out of his backside that he had been hiding.
Oh, like it drugs, even keystring.
Yes.
Drugs. Oh. So he shoots himself in the front region.
What a bad day.
And then in the back region.
Oh, so that's why it's rough, rough.
No, no, no.
I thought there was a dog involved.
Oh, no, no, no. It's about to get rougher.
Go ahead.
So after surgery, he gets arrested, goes to jail, and he calls his girlfriend from jail where they record all phone calls. And he goes, hey, I'm a felon. You got to get rid of the gun. So they have it all on tape. So charge after charge.
Oh, where's the dog?
Wow. Yeah, I know.
The rough.
Rough.
Oh, there was a dog in the apartment.
Oh, yeah. Good. I knew there was something.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you're riding passenger, do you put your feet up on the dashboard?
No, because the airbag will break my legs.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I saw it on Grey's Anatomy.
Well, there's a story. A woman who broke every bone in her face in a crash because her feet were on the dashboard. It's like, don't do it. So they were going 120 miles an hour.
Well, come on.
First of all, okay, let's say you go 120. Just pull your legs down.
Right, just
How
in
are
case.
You that relaxed when your buddy's Jeep's going 120?
Exactly.
Because Jeeps aren't meant to go 120.
Uh-uh.
And so that's what happened. Boom, knees into the face, broke her face.
That's terrible.
Anyway, she's out saying don't do that.
Lesson learned.
I mean, at 50, I would go, oh, I get it. But at 120, my butt's puckered and my knees are down.
Yeah.
My feet are dug into the floorboard. Like, what are you doing, Timmy? Why are you going so fast? I did see this story that made me think about Jame.
What?
Well, it's a George Strait story. I know it's your favorite artist.
Yes.
And it's on This Day in Country Music.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
Today in 1996, which is 23 years ago, George Strait hit number one with Blue Clear Sky. Can you sing a little bit of that?
Out of the blue clear sky.
And out of the blue clear sky.
Nailed it.
Did you know this was inspired by Tom Hanks?
I didn't.
Really?
Talking true love. Saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue, clear sky.
For those at home, you may not know, but I turned it down, and that was Amy singing, not George Strait. Because that was right on.
In case people didn't.
I was trying to see how much I knew, because that whole CD, I would listen to it over and over.
The song and the album of the same name were actually inspired by Tom Hanks. George Strait said he loved the song when he heard it the first time, because he didn't write it. But he was concerned because he thought blue clear sky didn't make sense. He was like, it's not blue clear sky, it's clear blue sky. So George Strait wanted to change the name of the song. So he calls one of the songwriters, Bob DePiro, and he says, hey, what's up? And he goes, no, we got that from Forrest Gump, that line.
One day out of blue clear sky, I got a letter from Jenny wondering if I could come down to Savannah and see her, and that's what I'm doing here. She saw me on TV running.
He said him and the other three songwriters got the idea because they were watching Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump. At one point, he says,
one day out of blue, clear sky.
And that's the part where Forrest finds out he has a son. And the next day, they met up and like, all right, in blue, clear sky.
Get out.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Out of the blue, clear sky. Here she comes, a walking, talking true love. Saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky.
Cool story, huh?
Awesome story.
Yeah.
And I never thought about that not making sense.
Me either. I thought it was just right on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Out of the blue clear sky.
Bobby Bone, come on.
There's a new BobbyCast. It's an interview show I do from my house. And Abby Anderson came by, who, man, she is such a character.
I bet the good light took the sweet time on your dark hair and your brown eyes.
We're talking about her boyfriend. She wrote this song about her boyfriend now. And I was like, hey, how did the whole thing happen? And she was like, well, my sister set us up. But she wouldn't allow him to text her first. He had to call.
Oh, I love
that.
Give
him my number. But he's got to call me. Don't tell him to text me like that boy needs to call me. And he would have called me anyways. He's that kind of southern gentleman.
But you can text
he's a stud.
To say what up.
No.
Yeah.
No, not for
no,
the first time.
No,
I expect
no, no.
Call.
That's,
yes,
that's,
yes. Hey, who's single?
No, boy. Yeah, she went in pretty hard. Wow. That, and I know her well because I took her out on tour with me for a while when I was doing stand-up. And that's where she goes, who's single? By the way, I did tell a dating story on this podcast I've never told before. And it might be the juiciest one ever, huh?
What?
Hold on. Mike, do you walk over to the microphone? We were just talking. It's pretty good, huh?
It's pretty good.
It's probably the juiciest one ever.
How recent?
Oh, like super recent.
Wow. Fresh.
Super fresh. Now, I was kind of... So if you search the Bobbycast with Abby Anderson, I tell about a recent dating story where I was like, how does this happen to me?
Interesting.
In the whole world. So, Mike D didn't even know it.
I didn't know. I found out. Crazy.
It's crazy. Abby Anderson, we talked about... Because she was raised in a like seven brothers, sisters. Like her mom and dad play music all the time. And I was like, who's your favorite artist? She was like, Ray Charles. And I was like, what you know about Ray Charles? And she was like, well, Modern Sounds of Country Music. And I was like, oh, you do know Ray Charles.
Wow.
My favorite album by him is Modern Sounds of Country Music. Because my mother said, like, I know you want to sing country, but here's this guy, Ray Charles. Listen to this album and look what he did to a genre that's not technically his. Listen to his phrasing. He made it his own.
It's such a good podcast. I enjoyed it with Abby Anderson, the latest edition of the Bobbycast. So a lot about her and then that dating story is on there too.
Let's check it out.
Oof. You're going to hear it, Amy, and you're going to go, oh my goodness. The dating story.
I know, so I'm assuming I don't know it.
You don't know it.
Okay.
And when I tell you, I can tell you off the air, and you'll be like, are you kidding me?
Oh, I mean, I can just go listen to the Bobbycast.
That, I'd rather you do that. Thank
okay.
you. Yes, yes.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right.
Okay, so the average Chick-fil-A location makes more than the average McDonald's, Subway, and Starbucks location combined.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know,
we should have opened a Chick-fil-A.
You can't.
I know it's hard.
It's almost impossible to get one. They have to, one, let you open one, and it's hard to go through the process. And two, you have to work there. You can't open it and just go, I'm going to put people over there. If it's yours, you have to go and work at it every day.
Wow.
And because there aren't as many, they do make more than each of those stores do.
And they have a day off. They don't work on Sundays.
And they don't work on Sunday. And sometimes I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's pretty fun, huh?
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Another fun fact that's pretty cool is the guy who created the baby on board signs, you know, that you see hanging in cars. Very popular. He made millions from that. And he doesn't have kids.
Did he? Would he register that baby on board? Like, does he own that saying? I wonder.
I don't know. We'll research it.
What up?
The design is patented.
Oh, okay. You've seen it.
Yellow.
Hanging his car.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like a warning sign, like FYI.
Well,
okay. Be a diamond.
So slow down.
Before
I think it's a diamond.
Start, yeah. Hey, not having kids. I did a kids record, and I don't have kids.
That's correct.
I wasn't hating on it. I was like, shout out to this guy. It's a fun fact.
Give me a shout out.
Shout out to Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots for
Raging Kidiots.
Kidiots for making a kids album. Fun fact, Bobby doesn't have kids.
That's right. Yet.
Yet.
Or that I know of.
Oh, yeah, good one.
But mostly yet. Yeah. What else?
Okay, fun fact. Did you know that there's a term for runny nose? Like if you have a condition where your nose is running a lot, which we've all had from time to time, do you know it has like a legit term? And I bet you've never used it, but now you can start using it because you'd be like,
go ahead.
Check out this fun fact. I have rhinorrhea.
Oh, no. No way.
That sounds like a stitted.
It sounds
yes,
like what?
Like an STD.
Ghana.
Yeah. I have a rhinorrhea. Yeah. Ooh.
That's what kind, disgusting.
What part is that on? Yeah.
And then Bobby's going to hate this one, but.
Is this fun or no?
Last fun fact.
Okay.
And you're just not going to like
then
it.
It's not going to be fun.
No,
then
it
I'm
is
gonna
fun.
Shut down the fun
no,
fact.
No, it is, but I feel like you're going to.
Go ahead.
You're going to argue it. The Oxford English Dictionary has included.
Don't say literally. If it's this is about literally, I quit.
Uh-oh.
I literally quit.
Go
How
Amy.
Did you. Okay. The dictionary has included the informal use of the word literally in its definition since 2001. Like, I didn't know that. The ironic use of the word literally to mean figuratively has been documented as far back 250 years, Bobby.
But did you know that if you want to say figuratively, you can just say figuratively?
Correct.
Like, literally means literal. Like,
no, but it's
I
also just
this...
being dramatic. It's fine.
But people
it's
have like, been making this mistake for 250 years.
It's not
years.
A mistake.
It's a mistake.
No, it's not.
Do you know
no.
what I say? I'm super figuratively mad. I turn it up that way.
I know, but it's so annoying if someone's like, oh, I'm literally, I'm going to die.
But
like,
you're not.
And
you're
I'm not.
Literally.
I know.
Being literal.
I know. I'm being dramatic and sarcastic.
That I don't think that Oxford Dictionary has much left in it.
Nah.
You know, it's doing stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, it's going under soon.
Can't trust it. All right, what else?
Okay, so here's why
That's not fun, by the way, so I'm done with the fun facts.
Here's why you should never use coffee shop, USB charging stations, or maybe even at the airport.
I saw this.
Okay, because cyber criminals, they can modify those USB connections to install malware on your phone or download data without your knowledge. Okay, I was at Starbucks the other day, and they had the charger where you just lay your phone on top,
mm-hmm.
and you just lay it there. You just lay it on the counter, and it starts charging it. But I thought, oh my gosh, what if I'm laying it here thinking it's a charging station, but it's really someone just sucking up all my information from me laying it on there.
Interesting.
Now I know. That's what's happening. I had that thought before I even read this.
I don't plug into USBs at airports, but I will plug my USB cord into a power square and then plug the power square into the wall.
It's different.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So don't
avoid airports. And also get LifeLock. LifeLock.com.
Yes,
slash.
I have that.
Years ago. Go ahead.
Bobby, was this you? A paper pizza plate used by Kurt Cobain sold for $22,000.
No, it was not.
Oh.
And two, that's crazy.
Totally crazy, right? Evidently.
How do they know?
Yeah, how do you verify that?
You can just pizza up any old paper plate.
Exactly.
It's from April 23rd, 1990. It features Nirvana's set list from the 9/30.
He wrote it out.
He
that's
wrote
pretty cool.
on it. That is cool.
That's different, Amy.
It's not just him eating pizza on a plate. Mm-mm. It's a literal set list on a plate. Keep going with it.
Well.
Oh, it is. It's a paper plate.
What? And it smells like Teen Spirits on there?
No, I see In Bloom. I see. It's old stuff. It's like you're talking about Bleach type stuff.
Oh, wow.
It's way back. Yeah. How about that Bleach reference? That's how you know
Dang,
I'm a fan because I know
Super
like
fan.
The old stuff.
So yeah. There was a cardigan that Kurt Cobain wore in his final photo shoot.
And love me, say that you love me.
Cardigans? You know what cardigan I'm talking about?
The cardigans.
It's light colored.
Well, it sold for $75,000.
Oh, it's a whole sweater.
Yeah, cardigan.
Oh, that's what a cardigan is?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what a cardigan. I thought it was like a scarf. A fancy word for a scarf. I don't know what a cardigan was. Okay.
Just a little button up.
But the cardigans also sing, love me, say that you love me.
Oh, I thought that was a Nirvana song.
No, you didn't. Amy, stop. Leave.
You know that song.
Literally, I'm about to kill you.
Literally.
Get out, Amy.
Guys,
literally.
I better go.
Yes, okay.
No, don't be silly. I was just joking.
Okay.
I'm Amy, and that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to Joshua Suarez. He lives in Dallas, and he's only a teenager, and he has beat cancer, which is amazing. He's going to get his diploma May 25th, and he says that he just feels like he has a second chance. So what he wants to do is grow up and help others. So he's headed off to college to be an oncologist.
Oh, wow, to fight cancer.
Yeah.
Ah,
isn't that awesome?
That is awesome. Over to Amy right now.
The Morning Corny.
How do you get a squirrel to like you?
How do you get a squirrel to like you?
Act like a nut.
All right.
That's good.
Act like a nut. There it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
John Party.
John Party's walking in studio now. There, look at this guy. This big cowboy coming in here.
Senior.
And John's dad. Hey, come on in here. Tell your dad to sit over.
It's his first big radio interview right here.
But it's not like it's not the first time we met though, so you should feel right at home.
No.
How you feel? You got a microphone in front of you?
I guess so.
There you go. Put those headphones on. So John Party's here, but more importantly, John Senior is here.
Oh.
Now they're moving him.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right here?
Yeah. John, how you doing, bud?
I'm good.
I'll call you John. I'll call you John Senior. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. John, what's happening, bud?
Just,
You get a haircut?
I did, finally.
Like, see, I noticed things like that.
Wow.
Looking good.
Does my front look all right?
How much does a haircut cost for you? Did you go fancy or no?
Summer cuts it. My girlfriend.
So oh, well, free. That's convenient.
But you can't be like, ooh, this is not a good looking haircut, can you? You have to just.
She's actually really good, so I don't have to lie.
That would
suck though if your girlfriend was like, I'll cut your hair. It was like all crooked or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thanks, babe.
John Senior, how are you? Good?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When's the last time we saw each other? Austin, Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you been?
Good.
How you proud of this boy or no?
Oh yeah.
What's it like seeing your this is a real question. Like, what's it like seeing your son go from grinding it out, playing the honky tonks, to now he's like a superstar. He's an American Idol. That's how big he is. Like, they take him from all the different kind of genres and say, come play on the show. What's that like?
Pretty amazing, ain't it? Right or right?
I'm still playing honky tonks.
But I'm talking about like, almost. Like, 10, like, there had to be a time, John, where you're, John Jr., where you're playing to like three people.
Totally.
For hours.
Yeah.
Going, is this thing even going to work?
Yeah. I mean, I never really thought that, though. I was having fun. I mean, we played at Whiskey Bent one night to at least three people. And I remember back when Toby Keith had a bar, like everywhere. We were in Dallas. There was literally the bartender and staff that was the only one there. And that was like, damn. But the drinks are free, so we're like, all right, yeah, we made the best of it.
John Sr., when did you know that he probably could do this for a living, like his whole life?
Can he?
Yeah. Can you?
I'm working at it. When always on the grind.
When was he pretty good? Like, as a kid, was he playing guitar, singing around the house, like 5, 6 years old?
Oh, that'd drive you crazy.
Always?
Always.
Was he a talking kid? Like, or a pretty quiet kid?
He's pretty quiet.
How were his grades in school?
Terrible.
Now, was that a concern with you? Because he wasn't making good grades.
It's up to him.
That's how free it was? It was up to you?
Like, if he brought home a bad report card, would there be any sort of punishment or?
Yeah, you can't talk about that on.
Well, I used to get whoopings. Did you ever whoop him?
Oh, yeah.
With what? Okay, because I would get belts and fly swatters and switches.
Whatever was handy.
So would you do the whooping?
Oh, yeah.
And where would the whooping happen?
I love
wherever
this
I
conversation.
Can catch him at.
So you like you?
Me and my friends ran a lot
from the whoopings.
Yeah.
Look at you two, John Jr. John Party's here too. You're John Jr. We had a lot of Johns here.
A lot of Johns. That's why I just call him Senior. He kind of breaks it up.
I'm gonna play a little bit of this new song here. We're gonna play in just a second, but. Knew it from John Party, Heartache Medication. You like that song?
Sounds so good.
Listen to that. Listen to that fiddle. I like how it starts too. It's got a pretty cool traditional little start there at the beginning of that song too.
Yeah, it's fun too.
What do you think about that one? Why that song? What did you leave with that one for?
I think it just has a really kind of uplifting kind of power to it. Like when you hear it, you know, like you said, that you like the beginning, and it's like you're like, boom, what's this? And it's got a good kind of catchy dance beat and talks about, you know, drinking without talking about drinking, which is kind of cool.
Which is Heartache Medication.
And I don't know. It's just a fun song that of. We've been playing live, and if, of course, if you know, I turn in my album, and I usually don't really. I have a hand in picking singles, but as a whole of A&R and staff and everybody, we really agreed that this is a strong, like, because like you can make a record, but literally the first single, that's a tough decision. So it's nice to have help, but we all thought like this is gonna be awesome, and let's see how it goes.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
John Party.
Last time we saw each other was at American Idol. You were playing on, was it Sunday night?
Yeah.
And you were playing with Lane, who ended up winning the whole show.
Mm-hmm. I told him we were going to win it. We're going to win this. We're going to win this, Lane.
Did you have a little bit of pressure? Because people were all still voting based on you guys' performance. Did you know that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
I was just trying to make sure Lane was pumped up and we were going to go out and give a great performance.
He's a tough one to pump, though.
Yeah.
He didn't say a lot.
He's like, yeah, okay.
He's like, yeah, I'll do good.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
But he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's a pretty good little singer.
Yeah, no, he's got a cool voice, and everybody loved the performance, and it was good.
It was good.
What is that like doing a show like that? Because, I mean, I'm there, but I'm working on a different part of the show. Do you just sit in a trailer until they're like, all right, 5 minutes, and you got to go on and do American Idol? Or do you watch the show? Or
we watched a little bit, and we also... went and had Mexican food.
You know, Amy, I was like, hey, we're going to go out afterward. I told John. I was like, hey, we're going to go out afterward. He was like, nah, we're going to like Soho House or something.
I didn't say that.
That's what came back. No. Yes, that's what's true. I was like, hey,
no.
I was like, we're going. Because John's a friend. John played Family Feud with us. Don't say what happened. You can't reveal that.
Yeah, haven't talked about it. Wait, but okay. Well, so what's John's side of the story?
What's your side of the story?
I never heard that.
Where did you stay at Soho House or whatever that was? Is that where you guys stayed?
No. We just went and had dinner.
Interesting. That's not what I heard.
Somebody is lying.
I was like, hey, tell John to come out with this. And they were like, he's not. He's just going back. He's going to chill.
That's a lie.
I'm telling you.
Somebody's getting fired.
We played Family Feud together. They let me put a team together. And it was us, me, Amy, Lunchbox. And I was like, what two friends would I want to take? And it was you and Lauren Elena.
It was awesome.
It was pretty cool to be there, right?
It was so good. And one of the best parts, besides playing the show, was the halftime comedy show by Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Because, like, the show went off, and it was literally, he walked up and started, like, just doing a whole bit of stand-up and, like, cussing and everything. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. But it was really fun, and of course, we can't really talk about how awesome the game was.
It was a lot of fun. We don't even know when it's going to air yet.
I know.
But poor John shows up, and he's like, dude,
I was so sick.
I'm kind of sick. And I was like, you're good. You're good. He goes, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what are you apologizing for? You can't help it when you're sick. But I don't think you could tell you were sick on TV.
Yeah, it's just, I remember we were like, woo, yeah, you know, and like literally like mucus dripping from my nose. I was like, I hope they don't see that. But I was pretty sick. I hate it, just, you know, when you got to do something because you're really excited, but meanwhile, you have this humongous cold. It's just not fun.
Here's the question. Are you ready? Because if you say the wrong answer here, it's going to get picked up by a lot of places. This is the clickbait question. Is this a country song?
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride.
Huh? Is that a country song?
I mean, the, old town road. I'm gonna the lyrics are country.
Go ahead.
I got the horses in the back.
I like this song, so you're not going to get it out of me. Whatever it is, it's working.
That's what Keith Urban said. He was like, I mean, the lyrics are country. He was like, maybe sometimes it doesn't sound like it. You like that song?
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think, you know, regardless of what the song is, if it brings more views and more attention to country music. I think country music is the biggest it's ever been. I don't know. I feel like there's so much more, like in Australia and London, and like everybody's going overseas now and like starting up because that's like the biggest. Somebody said it was like the most growing popular thing was country music, and then we got Lil Nas X now. He's got the hat on. I was like, you know,
he just signed a deal with Wrangler.
I know.
Which you have a deal with Wrangler?
Fellow Wrangler man.
Oh.
So I can't. You know, I liked that. We were roping and we had the horses in the back, and I was like filming.
Oh, like literally.
He literally.
We had him in the horse trailer in the back, and I was like, this is awesome. So, like, of course, I like that song because I literally can live that lyric, but it was funny. Actually, my friend Nicolette, who's awesome, got me a shirt that said, has like a 90s picture of Billy Ray Cyrus and said, business in the front. Horses in the back. I was like, I got to get that shirt. That's awesome.
What does it mean when you have a deal with Wrangler?
Well,
they give you clothes.
I will say this about Wrangler. Wrangler has been with me since Long Hair John days, like with nothing going on.
Do I need to Google Long Hair John days?
Just Google the cover of the Up All Night.
Okay.
Shot in Austin, Texas in some bar back in the day. But they were always there, regardless. Had nothing going on, or just to get my first single, they would provide me with clothes just to wear, you know? And so we established that relationship a long time ago. And then it turned in, you know, they really, you know, got going, got some stuff going, kind of figured it out. And it turned into, like, being, like, taking pictures and putting it up at the Boot Barn, you know, and a sponsorship. And so...
So they will actually pay you now, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you looking at your manager? I'm literally asking if that's how it works.
I don't know. I'm not the yeah, man, Regal pays me,
no,
man.
No, but that's, if you have a sponsorship, they send you clothes.
Yes.
And they actually, it's okay to be a sponsor of someone.
Yeah, yeah. They help put diesel in the buses and trucks.
Like Bose sends me headphones and sponsors me.
That's awesome. I got the silver ones you gave me. When they hook up, it says Bose headphones. Bose headphones from Bob.
B.
Bob B. I missed the B.
Did it say Bob? I'm not Bob.
I messed up again.
What's a lot of song?
Didn't go out with you. I didn't spell your name wrong.
They didn't really tell you. I was like, we're about to go on. I was like, tell John the Squad after the show. And they were like, oh, he can't. He's going back to wherever. And I was like, what a big time. And then we were hanging out that night. And I was like, I'm not even going to bring it up. That he's like big time at me right now. What's the biggest song when you play live right now they sing back to?
Oh, man. My crowd?
Your crowd. Biggest song.
I mean, Head Over Boots definitely always is a single.
What are you in the show with right now? What's the last song?
Dirt in My Boots.
Might have a little dirt on my. So walk through the set list. What do you start with?
What I Can't Put Down.
Okay. Then where do you put the big hit, the first big hit?
We put Night Shift up top.
Okay.
Working it's on rocking. The night shift, baby.
Where does this one come in?
She was a heartache on the. That's third to last.
So you
hit him hard. It's Heartache on the Dance Floor. She was a Head Over Boots. And then we will sneak in a new one right there. And then Dirt on My Boots.
And then you end up Dirt on My Boots, and everybody just sings it.
Might have a little dirt on my boots. Well, I sing a lot of that song. I like when the crowd loves to say, I can only get so fancy.
So you stop and they go, yeah. I can only get so fancy.
It's just a fun thing because everybody, I've always liked that lyric of that song.
John Senior, what's your favorite song that he sings in a concert? You have anything or you just don't like them all?
She ain't in it. She ain't in it.
Oh, that's a jam. That's a slow one too.
Mm-hmm.
You like the ballads?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like them all. But
She Ain't In It's a good one.
That's one I like.
That one hit me in the heart. I was a little sad that one. That song, for some reason, it never took. And
got
I was like,
the,
why
got
did...
the 20. That was a win. That was a stone cold.
No, but that was like a number one song in my mind. Like, I loved She Ain't In It. Maybe the most out of all these songs. Because I like a ballad. I love a good slow song.
That was good. It's not even that slow.
It's slower than this stuff.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Tempos are funny. You know, you can make a tempo that's like could be fast, but it's slow. I don't know if that makes sense.
It doesn't, but that's okay. We're all here together.
All right. I don't know what I'm doing.
makes no
you
sense.
You know, I'm just talking.
It's slow. These are the opposite.
You did the Brooks and Dunn song. Yeah, are you doing the Crossroads with them?
Yes. Should I say that?
I think we've already reported.
Stop looking
it.
At Mel for your manager for all.
We've already said it. So,
yeah. You think I'm gonna put you somewhere you don't need to be? Look at me
I think it'd be fun.
No, look at me right now. Do you think I would ever put you in a place where you would say something completely wrong and get you in trouble?
No.
I would not do that.
I'm not gonna look at Mel anymore.
Like I know what I should get out of you, what I can get out of you, and what I shouldn't get out of you.
My man.
So I'm not even gonna put you in a bad spot.
Oh, I don't know. It's always like.
How much money did you make last year? I'm just kidding.
Mel?
Mel? Should tear my world apart. I'm working
on my next broken heart. Rocky.
A jam right there. Hey, what's up with this tractor? Didn't Luke get you a tractor?
Oh, yeah. We're fixing the bulldozer this week.
So tell Amy this story. So you go on tour.
Yeah, with Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
And we had a great year. And we were in San Antonio and Senior was there. And Luke kind of asked my dad what could he get me for any tour present. And my dad was like, a bulldozer.
Is that what you said? Any specific kind of bulldozer? Or did you just yell bulldozer?
Just bulldozer.
Just a bulldozer? And so that's what Luke got you?
Yeah. And it was awesome, man. It was a great present. But it like basically when I ran it for an hour, it was overfilled with oil. I don't know. They just painted it and said it looked great, you know. Like this is a great runner, you know, had low hour. It didn't have low hours, but it had midlife hours, like it had 5,600 hours. Which isn't crazy bad for a 92.
Oh, wait. I think I remember Luke talking about this story. And didn't he find it on Craigslist or something?
It definitely looks like it was found on Craigslist.
Luke bought you a lemon bulldozer?
I don't think it was a lemon.
Luke bought...
Well, he didn't. I don't think Luke knew, but I just remember being shocked that Luke shopped on Craigslist.
He found it on Craigslist. He said he got it from a cat dealer. I was like,
oh, well, maybe not. I don't know. Never mind.
You got it from a bad cat
JK,
dealer.
JK, JK. Maybe I'm confusing like another artist that bought a heavy piece of equipment on Craigslist.
Go ahead. So it's not working as well as you'd hoped.
No, it's once it's overfilled or whatever happened, like the transmission fluid or hydraulic fluid is flowing into the oil and it's all swaying together because the O-rings and all the little parts we got to get down into the transmission and stuff fixed. But
and does Luke pay that bill?
No, I'll pay for it. But the sad part is if he would have brought this to any mechanic, it would be just as much as he paid for it to fix it.
Oh, so you and Senior are going to fix it.
Yeah.
That's why you came to town for that?
That's what we hunt and we work. That's our father-son time.
I love that.
But it's fun. Like, you know, we drank some beer last night, had a good time, and it's just something fun that we could do because I'm on the road all the time, and I got 15 acres out here, and it's just a little playground, and we always work on stuff and just do projects, and it's something fun. I don't know, you know, how many father and sons out there get to rebuild an old bulldozer that your friend Luke got you. But we are going to airbrush Luke Bryan on the calf.
The Luke Lemon. That's what you should call it.
The Luke Lemon.
John's new song is Heartache Medication. And let's talk about this tour, the Heartache Medication. You start that tour. It says 10-1, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. October is number 10.
Yes.
October 1st.
Yes.
You're doing
so far away, but yes.
Two dates at the Ryman, and then a lot of cities that were in Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, Houston, Seattle, Boise, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, San Diego, Bakersfield, and soon you'll be announcing your support. I know who it is, but have you announced it? Can you say it? Yeah. Okay. You can say.
Oh, look, we both looked at Melanie.
I did. I did. Go ahead. And your support artist will be?
My support artist will be Riley Green.
There you go.
There was this girl.
And there was this girl. That's
drinking
right.
Her hand.
What's happening with you and the girl?
I like Riley. He's a good guy.
Anything new with you and the girl?
Nothing but just having fun. And we went to Australia and Maui and then NorCal. And then we were at Idol. And so it's hot. It's hot here. Coming from like no humidity to like.
He just changed the. He just totally changed the.
I'll go back to it though.
He deflected.
No.
He went to the weather.
Yeah, I'll go back.
Yeah.
Does she have. How does she. Because you have, I think, probably the softest.
Hands?
No.
Oh, where are you going? Chest?
It's chest. Yeah. It's soft. You have no hair on it. Like, it's like
him
a baby's
and Luke.
Chest.
Yeah.
It's like you just came out of your mommy, and that's what your chest, it's that soft.
I can't grow hair. I can't even grow a beard. Can you grow a beard? You look like you can grow a beard.
Ish. Yeah.
It doesn't grow all out normally.
You should grow a beard.
But ish. No, we're talking about that. Now, yeah, there's no, John Sr., do you have chest hair? Is this genetic?
Like six of them.
Okay, so it's a genetic thing. Can you grow a beard?
No.
Okay.
Gray one.
But still, a little bit of a beard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well listen, you two.
I don't shave my arms. Everybody asks if I shave my chest.
Do you have any back hair?
No.
Do you have ear hair?
No.
Because I don't have much hair either, but for some reason, like I'm getting my nose.
Oh, I get some. Everybody gets nose hairs. That's why there's nose trimmers.
I think mine are like, people think I get extensions. Mine are so long. People think I'm like at the shop. All right, John Party's here. Check out his new song, Heartache Medication, and he'll be out on tour. By the way, out on the Burning Man tour, but then starting in October, all the Heartache Medication tour dates. Anything else you'd like to say, John?
Me and Summer are great. I didn't mean to change this.
We know.
Oh, and we're just joking.
We came from like
now you're defending
Maui.
Him. We never thought.
John, it's just hot.
John Senior, what do you think about all this?
About what?
I don't know. Coming to the radio show, your son's a big star.
Pretty scary.
Oh yeah? They tell you you're going to be on the radio?
No.
Oh, how you feel about this?
I don't like it.
Okay. Fair enough. As a 7-year-old, what was John like? John Party is a 7-year-old.
I played his 30th birthday party.
Yeah.
I sang Friends in Low Places.
At 7 he was doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the cutest thing.
What did you think he was going to be when he grew up?
I knew what he wasn't going to be.
What was he not going to be?
Contractor.
You weren't good with your hands at a young age, were you?
I mean, I was uncoordinated.
When he got stabbed, what'd you think about that? That's a tough one, huh?
Oh, I wanted some retribution.
Yeah, so did he. Yeah. Good thing he didn't. You'd be in jail right now.
Yeah.
But you know if you go to jail now, you know who'll bail you out? me. That wouldn't have happened then. I didn't know you then.
No.
But I'm there for you now.
I'll know that.
Yeah. All right. Listen.
Think of any physical damage to you.
Nothing that's more.
That's how you know
said.
You mean a lot to Bobby. He'll bail you out of jail.
For sure.
I won't even ask any questions.
I won't even ask any questions.
Because you go to jail. They don't take away your cell phone. It's not. You got to memorize a number.
That's true. If you get your one phone call, does it have to be a number you...
They'll take your cell phone. Yeah, you have to remember.
You can't look at it real quick and put it in your head?
Or you can't ask them to look it up for you? Oh, wow. I guess I'm calling my dad. That's the only number I memorized.
I got arrested one time in Nashville.
For what?
Just drinking somewhere. I don't know. It ended up... They pulled the... I had to go to court, blah, blah. The officer didn't even show because he lost. I was like, yeah, that's right, because I was sober. But I just remember, like... They took my phone, and I was like, do you have, you know, I was fresh to town. It was like 2009. And then you realize, like, I don't know anybody's number. Who am I going to call? Like,
I don't know anybody's number. I don't know how to get anywhere. I just type it on my phone, the GPS.
Yeah, so I just, you know what? Just don't do anything wrong. Stay out of prison and jail.
It's easy to say.
Wow, did you have to spend time it in, like, a lockup thing?
No, it was a tank, man. Oh. You know, like... There's a really good tank downtown now.
Yelp reviews of the tank right now.
No, my friend got arrested.
Yeah,
but she was just so drunk downtown that the officer was kind enough to be like, "You're too drunk to be walking around. You don't know where you are. You're going to the police station," and they just held her. That's all they did. They didn't cite her or anything. They just wanted to make sure she was safe, and she showed up to my house, and it was a friend from back home, and I go, "Where were you last night?" She goes, "I was in jail." The most least suspect person to ever be like, "I ended up at the police station last night." So, but I thought that was cool that they looked out for her. So shout out to Nashville PD, you know.
Here's what I'm going to say, John Party, as you're leaving today. I'm a big fan.
Do you like how it turned out on the positive? Huh? Mel's over here like, no.
Stop talking about the tank.
So a couple things. We're in this is a temporary studio that we're in.
Yeah, it looks great.
I mean, it's not our new studio.
That's so nice.
I want to see what the new studio is going to look like.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to look like kind of a late night talk show, right? Like a TV show. But that being said, we're not having anybody in except the artists whenever this new set starts. I've built no room for any like label people or management or so next time Mel can't come and protect you.
Oh man, that's even better.
That's right. So that being said, they did say we're starting to kind of put those rules in place where nobody comes in with the artist.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, "What about the manager?" I was like, "You know what? It's Mel. She's fine. Let her come in." Then she's the one shutting it down. That's all right. We'll see you. Listen,
and that was a good conference. That's funny.
Exactly.
You come to Nashville to have a good time.
That's right. Then you
don't wander around super drunk, or you will go to jail.
Amen. All right, John Party. He likes to rope when he's not touring, and he lives the real cowboy life. And happy birthday! It's your birthday, and I guess I saw you the day before your birthday, and I didn't tell you
how
happy birthday.
How old now?
34.
Oh, wow.
Don't ever ask a girl her
age.
Going
on 28.
He doesn't mind if I ask his age.
How tall are you?
6'4". 6'3" and a half without boots.
And the cowboy hat, you're probably like
7'8".
There he is. John Party. Good to see you, my friend.
It's very good to see you guys.
Go see him out on tour. He's out with Dirk, but then he goes out on his own tour with Riley Green starting in October, and Heartache Medication's a new song. Our buddy John Party. Hey, look for him on the Family Feud with the Bobby Bones Show team coming up sometime this summer.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Maverick is a little 4-year-old boy out in California hanging out with Grandpa, and Grandpa collapses on the floor, having a diabetic shock, and he's like, "What do I do? Mom told me in an emergency I should go run to the neighbor and ask for help." Runs next door, knocks on the door, no one answers. Goes to the next house, knocks on the door, no one answers. Third house, someone answers, calls 911. Grandpa's okay because the 4-year-old knew what to do, and he went house to house looking for help.
4 years old, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Not even in real school yet. Because five is kindergarten,
right?
Not
even.
To be pre-K.
4 years old, he knows that. Yeah, look at that kid. Good for that kid.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I have an email here that I think we should all weigh in on, so let's open it up.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby, big fan of the show. Been dating this girl for about a month and a half. I think we're finally going to date, and I just found out that back in the day, she dated Michael Phelps. If you found out that someone you were dating had dated a celebrity, would that turn you off or be weird? then he signs his name.
Not just a celebrity, but like an Michael Olympic
Phelps.
Athlete.
I know, that would be the tough part too. Like, how am I supposed to get naked after you got naked with Michael Phelps? Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Well, you don't know they got naked. Fine.
But if you date Michael Phelps,
yeah, if you're dating that.
What's that called? Eskimo?
Well, you and Michael Phelps be Eskimo brothers.
Eskimo brothers. Yeah.
Okay, that being said, if you both like got
okay.
Said.
Okay.
The question is, would it be difficult to date someone who dated a celebrity? Amy, you're up first.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I'm starting to date a guy, and he, like, had previously dated Giselle or something.
Yeah.
That'd be hard.
That'd be tough.
Yeah, because I'd be like, I'm not like her.
Amy tried to set me up with somebody who dated Kenny Chesney.
Oh, you can't do that.
True story.
And I was like, I'm supposed to compete with that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Like, Renee Zellweger?
No.
Whoa, really?
Then you could. Then you could.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
It would be tough, but should you hold it against them, though?
That's no, right? But I mean, I guess I just would always be thinking, is he comparing me to Giselle? Because I hope not, because obviously. But you know what? If he wants to date me, then obviously he likes me. So I have to just vote. I mean, I'll still date him, but I'm going to have a mantra in my head that's like, he knows you're not Giselle. He knows you're not Giselle. It's fine. He likes you for
tough.
You.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
Does anyone have a story that they can share? I have a couple. Well, I dated a girl that dated a Backstreet Boy.
Oh.
And that's
really?
Tough. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you have a comedy tour. You go on the road. You're in a band.
Backstreet Boy.
But it's
Backstreet Boy, Amy.
Backstreet
I tried
Boy.
To make it feel better.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Like, this is a long time ago, too. And
oh,
she was
okay.
Like, yeah, I used to date Nick Carter.
Yeah.
Nick Carter?
And the cute one.
Oh, yeah. He's a cute Backstreet Boy.
Back
yeah.
in the day. And I was like, and I couldn't shake it. Recently, I went out with a girl who, I'm not going to put him on Front Street, dated a country artist, a current country artist. And I was like, I don't think I can do this.
So. But, okay. I know someone you've also dated that dated other country artists. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. I guess what? I'm Eskimo brothers with the whole town.
Wow.
Oh.
So you know a lot about this scenario.
Yeah, no, I know who that is too.
Two of them.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez Louise.
I guess I'm okay with it now that Amy says that. I don't even think about that.
You probably
anymore.
Didn't think about it because I don't really think about it, but I forget that.
Then here's my advice based on real life. Get over yourself and go date her. If you like her, date her.
There you
That's
go.
That's it.
Do you start swimming or something like?
I would just stay out of the pool.
Okay, just
stay out of the pool.
Yeah, because you're not going to be
Michael
Phelps.
I'm glad you said that because now I remember who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, and I'm the most insecure person ever, and I don't let that. I never let that affect me. I was like, if she's with me, there's a reason she's with me. And mm-hmm. So, here is real life answer: she wouldn't be with you if she didn't want to be with you. The end.
That's right.
Suck it up. And if you can't handle it, then you don't need to be together anyway because you're not adult old enough to handle it.
Boom.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
Figured that out.
Thank you very much. We should have a talk off the air, find out who you're talking about. I know one of them for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, big artist, Amy?
Yeah.
Big?
Yeah,
both
big.
Both of them are very well known.
Colt Ford.
No, okay. I got you. Like famous big.
Yeah, famous big. Yeah.
But maybe back then they weren't as famous.
Yeah, whatever. Lunchbox, anything you'd like to add?
Man, look. Girls had to go through this all the time when after they hook up with me, they had to go out and tell
people,
"Oh my
goodness,
man, I dated Lunchbox," and they're like, oh, "I can't date you because that's a lot to live up to."
There you have
so
it.
Listen, just go do. Who cares?
Right?
You can't be scared of their past.
We got to the same place through different roads,
different alleys.
We ended up at the same intersection, but we went through different roads to get there. So yeah, we all
we're on the same side. Good job,
well,
guys.
I mean, I say go for it. I'm still a little bit worried about Giselle.
Morgan, number two. What about you? Do you ever date anybody famous?
Not like maybe like B-list celebrities, not like super famous.
Who?
But
like who?
They've dated like bachelorette girls.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did that.
I've been there, done that.
I've done that. Go ahead. Quickly.
I had one girl that used to kind of hook up with Luke Wilson.
Oh, wow.
You
oh,
that's had interesting. One girl?
What do you,
why
what,
do you
what
speak
does that,
that
mean?
Way?
Is it your wife?
No, not my wife.
Okay. Just checking.
My wife? No.
Why do I feel like I remember this?
This was before my wife.
Is it because Luke Wilson was he was hanging out in Austin?
He was hanging out
yes,
in Austin a lot.
I remember. Yeah.
And let's just say this girl was a bartender, and he would go in there quite a
but
bit.
But let's just say, I think you're saying it.
Let's just say.
You're not
let's
just say
all the details.
I think you're literally saying it.
I'm not going to say it, but he would go. Go in there.
Let's just say they did whatever and
okay, now that's a let's just say because you left it open.
Okay. And then let's just say me and her later did whatever.
All right. I'm done hearing this.
Yeah, I feel weird. Okay,
but I'm not gonna say what it is. Bone show.
April in Oklahoma, what's happening?
Not much, but here waiting to talk to the Bobby Bones Show.
Well, we're glad you called. Is there anything we can do for you?
I just want to get a couple of updates. Okay. So what happened with Lunchbox and the bank money?
Okay, so hold on, let's go one at a time. I guess about a month or so ago, Lunchbox had an extra how much money in your account?
$700.
Because you put in how much?
$360, and the ATM gave me $1,060. And they said, would you like to complete your deposit? And I said, yes. And I got $700 extra.
And then what'd you do with the money?
I bought plane tickets to Las Vegas for my wife and I.
Okay, and so what you want to know, April, if that money ever was ever taken back?
Yes.
Yeah, and the update is?
The update is money's gone. Sorry. They didn't take it back. I've heard nothing from the bank, and I'm going to Las Vegas.
So you got a free $700.
Free $700 so far. Heck yeah. Everybody tell me, oh, you're going to get in trouble. Yeah, right.
April, there's that update. How do you feel about that?
He is the luckiest guy ever.
Yes. Okay, and what is your other question?
So a few months back, you went to your bosses about babysitting reimbursement, and I don't remember ever hearing any update on that.
All right, Lunchbox did go to our bosses and said, hey, sometimes I have to do events at night. I need to be reimbursed for babysitting. Lunchbox.
The boss said he was going to run it up the chain of command, and then guess what? He never got back to me because I guess he just thinks I'm not important enough to answer my questions or take me seriously.
Sometimes I get that. I'm going to run it up the chain.
And then you hear nothing
back? It never comes back down. Yeah.
It's so weird.
So you know what I do? I just jump the chain. Anytime you don't get anything from the chain, just jump the chain.
Oh, okay.
I do all the time. I've been doing it my whole career. It's not even like going over your boss's heads. I just don't even go to the boss. Sometimes I just go to the head. Because
you have that relationship. We can't.
I didn't always, Amy.
Oh, well.
Why do you think I have a relationship with the CEO of the company?
Because you established it.
Because I reached out and was like, hey,
be like, hey, Bob.
Yes, you can. Let me give everybody a little bit of advice.
All right, I'm going for it.
There are all these rules that we feel like we have to live by because it's the rules that our people around us are living by.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't reach out to the boss's boss because nobody else is. That sounds crazy. If you jump up three levels and like, hey, I'd just like to reach out and have some questions. Can I get some advice? They're going, oh, wow, I never get asked for advice by people that aren't doing this job. And because it never happens, sometimes they go, oh, wow, this person has a lot of initiative. And it's not even just about work. But just because the people around you aren't doing it doesn't mean it shouldn't be done. I think a lot of my success comes from not knowing the rules. So I didn't live by the rules. So I'd be like, I want to know something big, I just go to the CEO. Or same thing with like the TV stuff. I would just go and there were times when I didn't know Ryan Seacrest. I would just email him, be like, hey, man, but he'd hit me back. So just because we're told, ooh, let's just walk up the chain slowly doesn't mean you have to live by the chain. So, yeah, the end. No chain, Lunchbox?
No chain. So I guess I'll just have to go over his head and email someone above him.
Going over the head's not the term I would use.
Oh.
And I probably wouldn't do it secondary after. I'd go back and ask him again.
Okay.
But if you want to know something or you have big ideas and ambition, just go tell somebody up higher. Tell the highest person you can go. I reach for the star. I'm like Casey Kasem. I keep my feet on the ground. I keep reaching for the stars. April, anything else you'd like to say?
No, I can't wait to see you and Eddie. I got my tickets to the Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots.
In what city? Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City. Yep, on September 13th, I believe. I didn't get the meet and greet tickets that I wanted, but I'm going to be there, and that's what matters.
Well, we cannot wait to see you. It's going to be a lot of fun. If anybody wants to come to the show, RagingIdiots.com. Thank you for the calls. We got some updates, and I'm sure other people were wondering the same stuff. So appreciate that. Yes, Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show. A little Flashback Friday right now.
Flashback Friday.
To the year 2005. Amy, what were you doing in the year 2005?
I was selling granite. Mm-hmm.
How did that
work?
But
we had become friends. We were friends in 2005, but I wasn't working with you yet. How did that work? I would wake up every morning and go to my job. I was a granite wholesaler, so I never met the end user. I just worked with fabricators and stuff. So my company that worked for AG&M, we imported and exported. So I just, like, I'd see big, huge blocks of granite, and sometimes it'd be sliced up, sometimes it'd be tile.
How would you sell it to someone?
We'd sell it in huge slab form.
So you go in, like knock on someone's door and go, hello,
no.
I'm here to offer you some granite.
Well, the great thing about wholesale, because I wouldn't be very good at like sales because I'm not very good at pressure, but wholesale, like they need me, you know? Like they don't.
They're coming looking for granite.
Right, because they can't import the product themselves.
Got it.
So they needed us. So that was the beauty of it, is all I had to do was have a good relationship with them.
So, boom, I can do that.
Absolutely. You're the best at having good relationships.
I could be nice and make sure, take care of them, make sure that they've got all their paperwork. I mean, paperwork, it was a little iffy at the paperwork, but that's what I was doing.
That's where you were in 2005.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. That's Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday!
No, really.
No,
please give the listener something more awesome like what you were doing.
In 2005, I was just a kid with a dream. A dream of syndicating a radio show. I had the idea I had to syndicate a show for very cheap. And it was a technology that wasn't being used yet, and I hadn't quite incorporated it, but I had a dream. And you know what? I did it. But it took a couple years. But that's when I first started to go, I think I can syndicate my show with nobody knowing and nobody caring from Austin. And I did. And that was 2005. That's when I first came up with the concept of how to use this technology to make the show go all over the country. Now, we're on satellite, and it's all good. But that's where I was in 2005. And that's...
Flashback Friday!
It's not. There's more.
Yeah.
On this day, 2005, the number one country song, Keith Urban, for 5 weeks.
And I'm gonna love you.
Making memories of us.
Like nobody loves you.
5 weeks, huh?
5 weeks.
And I'll earn your trust.
I love this song.
Memories of us.
Biggest pop song was... Holla Back Girl from Gwen Stefani.
I was working out to this.
Then or yesterday?
Back then, 2005.
Or both.
No.
And the biggest thing of pop culture was, on this day, in 2005, Carrie Underwood became the fourth season winner of American Idol. And then she wins... Inside your heaven is what she's saying on the stage. Later in that year, she entered the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 Country Songs for the first time with her first single.
Jesus, take the wheel.
There you go.
Wow.
And that's 2005, Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday!
And that's a wrap. There it is. Ah, the good old days. Like they say in the last episode of The Office, you just wish you knew the good old days were the good old days while they were happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you finished The Office yet?
No.
You've been watching it for like 10 years. I finished it twice since you...
I know, but I've been watching other things
with
it.
Stop it. Stop it. Bad Amy.
Okay.
All right, what's going on this weekend?
Bad Amy. I'm going to North Carolina.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I haven't been back there in 5 years. So I'm kind of excited.
Is there a parade waiting for you?
Is there a parade?
Amy. When you get up
No, plane? But shout out Southern Pines. That's our cute little town that we lived in when my husband was in the Air Force. So that's where we're going. Staying with my friend Sundy. She has a little shop on Broad Street called The Mockingbird, and I can't wait. I used to shop there and get coffee.
It's like a Hallmark channel. Yeah.
It is. It's like living there is like a Hallmark movie, so I can't wait. What about you?
No plans.
Oh, cool.
Nothing right now. I thought about going. I've thought about a lot of stuff, but nothing. Anytime I ever think about stuff too long, I just take a nap. I kind of think myself into a nap sometimes. I'm like, let me just lay here and think. Because I haven't slept in a while. So that's kind of my thing, I think myself into naps. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure I'll do something. I may end up with a dog or a baby.
Okay.
Like, all right.
So you might do something.
You're busy,
okay.
Then.
I might do something. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out here.
You can come to North Carolina.
I know.
You could probably take your comedy show. They have this cute little theater downtown.
Show
and
up?
What if you did a pop-up? Oh my gosh, people would come. They get the show there now. So the funny part is, when I used to live there, I did the show from my house there, and I started making friends, and my husband would be gone a lot, and I would be in my attic or in my garage doing the show. And I would tell people I couldn't meet up with them because I wasn't done with my radio show. But we were on air there. And so literally, I think someone thought like, oh, like
Amy
like sits in her garage and talks to herself. And like she thinks people are listening. And then, you know, she'll be here when she's done with her, quote, radio show. And I was like, no, guys.
It's like a podcast. Yeah. Amy's doing her podcast.
Yeah, back in the early days. But I was like, no, I'm on the... But now they all know because the show's on there.
Hope everybody has a great one. I hope it's awesome. Hope you celebrate and take time on Monday to recognize what the holiday is all about, too. And we'll catch up with you on the other side. Thank you so much, and goodbye, and bye-bye, and see you later, and peace out.
Adios.
And thank
you.
Ta-ta is Amy will say. There it is.
Bobby Bones Show.